Public hearing is conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales Morales.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Cedar Corners Road, which is Sussex County Route 638, approximately 0.8 miles south of Redden Road, which is Route 40. The 911 address is 17490 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 17, Parcel 62.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we have 2 mail returns and 0 comments received. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hey, good afternoon, Council. How are you guys doing?
Good.
My name is Kevin. I'm representing my father, and I will have to apologize. I'm a little underprepared. I can try my best to explain everything, or we could reschedule, and I could get my ducks in a row if it is allowed.
Well, that's kind of up to you.
Well, I can try my best to fix one.
If you would like to proceed, we'll be happy to listen. And can I ask you to state your full name for the record, please?
Sir, my name is Kevin Morales Perez.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, you heard what our director had to say about your application, what he read into the record. Can you tell us a little bit more about your business, what you intend to do, what is in the surrounding area there, and why this might be a good place to do this?
Yes, sir. So we are a small family-owned landscaping business. We started in 2016,
okay.
The summer of. And basically, could you repeat that again one more time, please?
Just tell us a little bit about your business, about what kind of operations go on the site, how you intend to use it, and then maybe tell us what's around it, what other uses might be located around it.
Alrighty. Well, we do general landscaping and a little hardscaping as well as some tree service. Basically, in the lot, we just want to put, you know, like a place to store our materials. But that's in the long run. I'd say a few years into the future. As of now, we're just using a few campers where we have our tools, and it's not much. The campers I'd say are about 30 linear feet long by about maybe 10, 12 foot wide, and we just store, you know, chainsaws, blowers, just small stuff that we use for landscaping. We also have a few vehicles that we park in the lot, one F-550, a 350, and a few 250s. On the lot as well, we plan on using it to store leftover material, pavers per se, and whatever landscaping debris we receive, leaves, clippings, stuff like that. We don't really do anything with chemicals, or we don't use fertilizers per se. I try to stay away from that as we're not licensed. So I kind of try to stay just in general landscaping and hardscaping. And say the area that we're going to use, I can draw on this, correct?
Sure.
I'd say from the road, the area that we're going to use is about right here, so it's a little tiny piece. And it would just be kind of to have our tools so the guys would come and clock in at a certain time at the shop. Everything else, really, our house is kind of located in this area. And it's about 10 minutes from Georgetown. It's on the Bridgeville line, but it's 10 minutes away from Walmart, per se, in Georgetown. And really, the only area we plan to use for landscaping would be a little tiny spot there on the right. We do have neighbors on the right of us, and behind and to the left, it's wooded, and then in front is the road. So that's kind of what's around. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. How about your hours of operation?
So we typically work, we start in the morning around 7, that's when the guys clock in. And landscaping, we don't really have hours, it really depends. Sometimes we get out at 1, sometimes we get out at 5, or you know, at the latest 6 or 7, but by that time they're only coming, parking the truck, and just putting up their equipment. There's really not much noise, per se, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you do snow removal?
Yes, we are going to start. We didn't do anything last year, but we are going
to
start.
There was nothing to do last year, so yeah. Okay, gotcha.
How about number of employees?
Right now, we have, including the office and I, we have about, I'd say, 10, roughly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You know what you want to ask, Bruce.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Equipment. How much equipment will you have on site? And think about the future, too.
Okay, so in the future, I'm not too sure. I'd say I do plan on expanding a little, and it might not even stay at Cedar Corners Road. As of right now, we have one F-150 that I use, about two or three F-250s, one F-350, a 550 with a dump body. We have a Bobcat and a small skid loader, which is Bobcat as well. And I'd say about five grass cutting machines, two trailers, and just, you know, smaller stuff like chainsaws and stuff. But that's about it in the bigger category.
So the materials you plan to store, would that be like hardscaping?
Generally just hardscaping, just leftover pavers. Really the materials that I use, I kind of buy the week or the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And leftover stuff that I have would be like mulch, which would be maybe like a yard or half a yard, which isn't much. And pallets of pavers that I just kind of reuse when I need to like fix something, or if it's a small project, I just go pick it up from there instead of buying something from the paver store.
Would you be intending to bring back any debris from your sites?
Just grass clippings, maybe leaves, or we do a little bit of tree service logs, but that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You did a good job. I think you were very prepared.
Thank you.
I did have one more question with regards to the material that you're going to be bringing back to the site. What's the plan for that? Will you be grinding it eventually? Or?
So we use a lot of the logs for firewood, either just to burn it sometimes, just to hang out, or, you know, for like some parties. Other than that, leaves, we like to compost. Let's say if I bring debris and stuff, when we do weeding on garden beds, I kind of just feed it to my pigs if I know they don't use any fertilizer or anything. And the rest just decomposes, and I just kind of churn my land with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. All right, thank you.
How about maintenance of vehicles and so on? Do you do that on site?
No. The most thing that I do would maybe be an oil change here and there, but I like to take it to a shop, and they kind of take care of everything.
Okay. Well, if you're doing oil changes and you're dealing with fluids, do you have the proper means to handle and dispose of them?
Yeah, if anything, the most that I'd have would be kind of from the 550, and what is that, like, can't think of the correct number here, but all I do is take it to, like, the place up in Millsboro by Wawa, and I take care of it there.
So you
kind of
so
do it free, okay, oil service.
You collect mm-hmm. it and dispose of it off-site.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stevenson, what else you got?
Do you want to sign?
Do I want to which?
A sign on your property that says where the...
Not as of yet. I'm kind of very new to a lot of this, so it's kind of...
I was going to say, if you think you might someday, you might want to ask now rather than have to come back later.
I say I would.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Staff, any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. All right. Anything else from the commission? We can always come back. We'll check back one more time. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales Morales? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2372? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales Morales?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one wishes to speak.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, commissioners, any further questions, comments, concerns? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. Invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.